from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of V'halotcha, Everyone a Prophet? In the parasha, we have this interesting story where Moshe raises that question. Let everyone be a prophet. And that's the question, can everyone really be a prophet? The story is as follows. That Moshe was complaining that he couldn't handle being the leader just all alone. So Hashem said, fine, let's appoint 70 elders and you'll put your spirit on them. And so it was. Created the 70 elders. However, Joshua pointed out that there were two other individuals, Eldad and Medad, they were also prophesying. And apparently they were not among the 70 people who were chosen. So Yoshua said, put them in jail, Klaim, because after all, they've prophesied without you. And Moshe said, he says, Mi yiten kol am Hashem nevi'im, ki yiten Hashem ruach aleihem. He says, what do I care? Let it be that all the Jews were prophets, that God should put his prophecy on them. What do I care? What's the problem? Why should we put them in jail? People want to be prophets. That's great. Let everyone be prophets. In fact, in the prophet Yoel, it does say that in the end, Acharit HaYamim, that Nibu b'neichem uvnotichem, that your sons and daughters will prophesy. So there'll be tremendous prophecy in the end of days. Now, what exactly was going on here? So the Chizkuni, French commentator, he says, the problem here is that there's indirect prophecy. I mean, I thought all prophecy should come through Moshe. Yehoshua says, this prophecy is unauthorized. It's not going through you, Moshe. And Moshe says, what do I care? Let it be that there are prophets without me. What do I care? The Kliyakar says, look, if they were prophets who came through me, I certainly am not jealous because those are my students. That I gave them some of my spirit. Rabbi Salvejic explains the idea of a teacher is that a teacher gives some of himself to the student. And there's a concept that we learn in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufayim Beis, that people get jealous of everybody, but not of their son and not of their student. So certainly if they were my students, I'm not jealous of them because let everyone be prophets. If they're my own students, it's like my own child. You're not jealous of your child. But even these people who had prophecy outside the realm of my prophecy, they didn't get my spirit. They had their own prophecy direct from God. Fine. What do I care? Let them have it. Even in this case, me, Tan, Kol, Am, Hashem, Nevi'im, let it be that they all be prophets. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, great mystic from Sfat, so he said, I can explain this. He says, you see, there seems to be a problem here. The problem is that really all prophecy needs to come through Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, if indeed Moshe is the father of all prophets, then all prophecy should come through Moshe. They should all be students of Moshe. The only reason our whole tradition works is that Joshua has a bit of Moshe in him, and the elders have a bit of Joshua in them, and the prophets have a bit of the elders in them, and so on through King David and through modern day rabbis. Each one has a spirit of those who came before them. But what do you mean that there were two prophets who didn't go through Moshe? What are we talking about? So the Or HaChaim says, I'll tell you how it works. It's sort of an interesting halachic answer. It's a legalistic answer. Once the 70 elders got the spirit of Moshe, it became permitted for all people who came afterwards to have the spirit of Moshe, to have prophecy as well. In other words, it really does come through Moshe. Once Moshe gets the prophecy, then other people can get prophecy. Yes, you cannot be a prophet since Moshe. No one could be a prophet sort of independent of Moshe. But once Moshe became the prophet, and then he gave his prophecy, shared it with others, that allowed for the possibility of another prophet who didn't go through Moshe. But ultimately it does go through Moshe because the fact that he allowed the other prophets, that opened the door for all. Who opened the door? Moshe. And therefore, these prophets are not independent. They come through the authority of Moshe himself. Now, this idea that, sure, let everybody be prophets. Really? Everyone be a prophet? Didn't you ever read the Mor Nevuchim, the Guides of Perplexed, where the Rambam describes that a prophet cannot be a fool. Not anyone can be a prophet. There are only certain individuals who can be a prophet. This idea that everyone could be a prophet, it's nonsense. The prophecy is not for the fools. It's for a certain elite who can achieve the ultimate level of being a philosopher and a Torah scholar. So how do we understand it? So the Rambam says, the verse in Yoel that says that one day your children will prophesy, it means there'll be more prophecy than there is today. It doesn't mean every single person. The Sfasemes and many Midrashim take this more at the simple level. And that is that, sure, that one day in the end of days, everyone will be a prophet. Just like we were at Mount Sinai. Every Jew is a prophet, at least for that moment, at Mount Sinai. That the splitting of the sea, each Jew became a prophet, only temporarily, but they became a prophet. The Hemek Dover explains this. He says, if it's just for a moment, you could become a prophet without going through Moshe, without preparation, without being a great scholar and a great philosopher. Permanent philosopher, a permanent scholar, a permanent prophet, that requires a great scholarship, great piety, a great preparation. But to do, he says, really, for someone once, a couple of guys became prophets once. He says, Joshua, don't worry about it. Just for somebody to be occasional prophet, that's a different story. But for someone to achieve true prophecy for eternity, that is indeed a unique realm of certain prophets. Rav Avraham Yitzchak Cohen Cook, famous Ashkenazic first chief rabbi of the land of Israel, he says that there's a difference between a chacham and a navi. There's the rabbi, and then there's a prophet. What's the difference between a rabbi and a prophet, other than the fact that rabbis don't claim to be giving you the direct word of God that they heard directly? But what's the difference conceptually? He says, the sages, scholars, Talmudic rabbis, they were very good at the details. They know all the details of all of the Jewish laws, which are extremely important. They're God's laws. We got to keep them. The prophets, generally, I'm not talking about Moshe, but other prophets, they're very good at the generalities. Justice, wisdom, knowledge, kindness, charity. They're very good at the general principles. What Moshe Rabbeinu possessed that was unique to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he taught this unique characteristic to his students, to Joshua and those who came after, was the idea that you could have both. That you could be a master of the details. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gives us the details of the laws of God. The whole oral tradition, it's all halacha la Moshe Misinai. It's prophecy, a tradition from Moses. He's a master of the details. Well, how exactly do you do Shabbos? How do you do tefillin? How do you do mezuzah? How do you do kosher? How does it work? And he's also a master of the generalities. In Akev, we have the idea of, what does God ask from you? He gives the general principles. Moshe is capable of speaking in the generalities as well. Based on this idea of Rav Kook, perhaps we can suggest the following interpretation of this week's parsha. Balos. It says that the 70 elders, they receive Moses' great tradition. What's that tradition? The generalities with the specifics. These individuals, they only had the general prophecies. They couldn't get to the details. And that's why he said, fine, let everyone give the general prophecies. But one day what we're looking forward to is the proliferation of prophecy where there'll be many people, or maybe everybody, who will be capable of understanding the generalities of Judaism with its particulars. Sometimes you find in the Jewish community, some are experts in the generalities of Judaism, some are experts in the particularities of Judaism. Why can't we get it all together? Why can't we put it all together? Try to be exemplars of the greatest, grandest principles of Judaism. At the same time, fulfill every minute detail of halakha, which expresses those grand principles on which Judaism is based. So, on this Shabbat, Parshat Balotcha, let us hope that we can learn to approach prophecy. That's what the Rambam taught us. We need to. We can't always be prophets. We may not live in the right era, but we can approach it by being experts at the minutia of halacha, of Jewish law, and also experts in understanding and living the great principles of the Torah as well. I want to thank the sponsor of this week's webcast, Erica Siegel, who sponsored this series of webcasts, in memory of her husband Andy Alav Shalom's family, most of whom perished in the Holocaust, all except one. Just this past week was the Yahrzeit on the 7th of Sivan. Bela Siegel, David Siegel, Eliyahu Siegel, Menashe Siegel, Mordechai Siegel, Moshe Siegel, Yosef Siegel, and Yuta Siegel. We wish them the Yehi Zichram Baruch. May the memories be a blessing. The neshama should have an aliyah. We thank our sponsors. We also thank Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.